The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Energy level and health are not where they should be. Tune into Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You have tuned into Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you think, how you feel, and how you live. Energy is all there is. The topic today is the seven gates of energy. The seven gates of energy refer to the seven chakras that match the physical location of the seven major nerve areas and relate to the seven endocrine glands. Your seven gates of energy are expressed through the universal life force that interpenetrates, surrounds, supports, and nourishes your endocrine system, which governs your hormones. When your hormones are happy, your body is happy, and you can live radiantly. You can support your hormonal system by gently balancing the chakras head to toe. Understanding the psychodynamics of each chakra will provide insight on how the chakra centers can move you forward gracefully instead of sabotaging you. Learn why the throat energy gate is called the Holy Grail of chakras. Color, light, and sound affect the seven gates of energy in physical, psychological, and spiritual healing. These energetic attributes also help determine your personal energy imprint. I am pleased to introduce you to my guest tonight. Elsie Kearns is an energy intuitive and wellness educator who has been teaching healthy lifestyle options to restore, revitalize, and renew one's passion for life for 20-plus years. She is a certified energy medicine for women instructor and energy medicine clinical level practitioner. Previous educational endeavors include graduation from the 4-year healing science training at the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, followed by 3 years at the Society of Soul School with Jason Shulman. Personal psycho-spiritual development included the work of spiritual teacher A.H. Almas Diamond Heart Approach, mindfulness-based stress reduction, and Reiki mastership. She is co-founder of Wellness Workers Holistic Health Education, successfully serving the Philadelphia, New Jersey community since 1995. Offering worksite wellness, teleseminars, energy medicine consultations, and private sessions. Her two websites are www.wellnesswithelsie.com and www.wellnessworkers.org. And her voicemail is 856-435-3427. Welcome, Elsie.
Thank you, Anne. It's great to be back with you.
Yes, I was going to tell everybody that this is Elsie Kearns, who was the energy intuitive that we talked to several weeks ago. So she's back with another exciting topic for us to discuss. So before we start, let's just tell the audience or the listeners how you got involved with energy medicine and how that has changed your life.
back in 2000, and I was given a copy of Donna's book, Energy Medicine, and I was fascinated by it and the fact that you could actually work on yourself. And I was struggling with some personal health issues at that time and simultaneously discovered that Donna was going to be a guest speaker at the Philadelphia Kinesiology Convention. So the people there were gracious enough to allow me to attend just the day Donna was presenting because I was not a kinesiology expert and really wanted to learn what that was about and, most importantly, to try and see Donna in person. And, of course, that is absolute magic, as you well know. And I followed her out from there that summer to the Feather Pipe Ranch in Montana and did an 8-day intensive with her. So I really have been working with the energy medicine since 2000 and then joined the energy medicine program, certification program. I believe that was in 2007 or 2008, and I'm now in year 4. So it has decidedly changed my life and also the opportunity to teach people that they can be self-empowered with this information personally.
That's wonderful. That's a great story. So you just met her once and you just stayed with it the whole time.
I said, I have to follow this lady.
Yeah, her joy is very attractive, I think. It's like a magnet.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one reason why I like her too. I spent a whole weekend with her the first time. It was just a weekend, but I was like, oh my gosh, I want to be like that.
And so I just want to not forget to mention this, that we are going to bring Donna back to New Jersey October 16th. That's a Tuesday evening, and she'll be in Edison, New Jersey. And I'll get you all that information when it's finally set up, Ann. So we'll be sending out information about that. And just as a reminder, on both occasions when Donna has been here in New Jersey, we've sold out the workshops, the one evening workshop. So happy to have her back.
Oh, that's wonderful. I would love to attend that. And we will talk, we will advertise it on the show.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, so let's talk about the 7 gates of energy. So let's talk about them, the 7 endocrine glands first that are associated with the chakras or the 7 gates of energy. So what are they?
So first I want to say, Ann, that the endocrine system, to just give people a general background, actually consists of a variety of loosely related cells and tissues and organs, and they act together with parts of the nervous system to control body activities and help us maintain homeostasis. And actually, the endocrine system and the nervous system each provide a means by which the body can communicate with one another and adjust to our changing needs day to day, moment to moment. Now, the nervous system communicates with various cells by means of nerve impulses that are carried on nerve fibers. But the parts of the endocrine system use hormones that act as chemical messengers to their target cells. And we now know that there are over 245 hormonal messengers out there informing ourselves what needs to happen next. So if we go down to the root center, that's connected to our etheric body. And when we use that term, the etheric body, we're actually referring to that body double, that matrix that allows us to be in the physical form. And the root center, of course, is connected to the adrenal glands, which govern salt and water balance in the body and also contain that life-saving fight or flight response for us. So also in Chinese medicine, the kidneys and adrenals hold what they refer to as our generational qi. We get a certain amount of generational qi at conception from our mother and father. If we move up to the pelvis center or the second chakra, that's connected more with our emotional body. And of course, as we all know, with the gonads and sexual reproduction. So from this second level at the pelvis, we have that emotional body. We have, you know, feelings about ourselves, self-love, self-acceptance, standing in our personal power. And from this center, of course, we have that strong desire for communion and procreation. So that makes us a very, very powerful hormonal center in the energy system and the human body. If we come up to the third chakra, the solar plexus that is connected to the endocrine system, we refer to that as the mental body, and that's works through the pancreas, which we all know controls the level of sugar in the blood. So here one can literally take in the sweetness of the universe, and gut intuition also resides at this gateway to the heart. The heart has, of course, the most electromagnetic energy and works with the thymus to control the production of infection-fighting white blood cells. So we refer to those great T cells because they originate at the thymus. At the throat, and we're going to talk about the throat tonight as the holy grail of energy gates, the thyroid gland controls the rate of fuel use in the body and development, and of course the parathyroids behind the thyroid control the level of calcium in the blood. At the forehead, or the seat of the third eye, is the pituitary gland, and that controls bone growth and regulates other activity in the endocrine glands. And at the very top, at the crown center, the pineal gland is related to the regulation of the body's circadian rhythm, our 24-hour biological rhythm, and is also believed to be related to reproduction. So some of this information is from John Hall's Human Anatomy and Physiology, but also I want to comment that award-winning scientist Candace Pert, who was the author of Molecules of Emotion, actually provided research linking the communication of the endocrine system with the immune system through neuropeptide chemical messengers in the brain. So she actually helped develop a new branch of medicine, psychoneuroimmunology, and proving the crucial link between the brain, the immune system, and feelings. So her research confirms for us that the body, mind, spirit is a living process in every cell of the body that directs health. So again, our hormones are really changing minute by minute depending on what our body needs.
Wow, that's really fascinating. And glad to see that there's a little science behind all this, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So holistic approach should be accepted in the medical community. And it will be one day, or will be more accepted anyway. Why do you call the seven gates of energy the seven gates of energy instead of chakras? Does that refer to a different function of the chakras?
Well, let me say that the word chakra means spinning wheel of light. And I actually use the term gates, energy gates, because each center is literally a gate that allows energy to move in and out of us. And each gate works with a different psychodynamic of our being in this human form. So once again, those hormonal messengers are moving in and out through these gates and through the chakras, interpenetrating them, you know, minute by minute.
So what are the psychodynamics of each chakra?
Now, Anne, here's where our energy gates get very personal. If we look at the root center in the color of vibrant red, it is open-ended and it's designed to connect us deeply into the earth because it works with our grounding, feeling safe. And it also relates to our family of origin, our tribe. But that root center, that root gate, is like a pilot light on the stove that lights up all the other centers. However, traumas early in our life, or actually at any other time, can make it difficult to feel safe or even want to be grounded. The body-mind might feel that it's too painful to be on the earth. If we move up and look at the sacrum, or that sacral center at the pelvis area, we can imagine that glowing in like a sunshine orange. And we all know that this area holds our reproductive capacity. But combined with the root, it fuels our sexuality and desire to procreate. It also works with helping us being able to stand from the sacrum and announce to the world who we are. That pelvis gate holds issues around money, sex, and power. Fears about money, identity, sex, and being supported in this body and on the earth can freeze the center and create physical issues, a lot of back problems or reproductive issues. So we all, let me say that none of us got all of the support that we need in this world. And so again, we have that expression that, you know, our legs can be thrown out from under us, or we can feel that if we're not supported, you know, we wind up with serious back problems, or again, reproductive issues, whether you're male or female. When we look at that solar plexus, beautiful lemon yellow, this center governs major organs of the liver and gallbladder, spleen, pancreas, and in the back, kidney and adrenals. So it's a very, very active center, and one where we usually have a lot of different issues. The solar plexus deals with power also, but differently than the second chakra pelvic area. Because here we're observing how we perceive ourselves in the world, our self-esteem, how we take care of ourselves on all levels, physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. And this is also the gateway to the heart chakra. Now, most books list the heart gate chakra as green, but Jack Swartz spoke about the heart as being a brilliant golden gold. And indeed, in our vocabulary, Anne, we use the term heart of gold when we speak of somebody who's especially loving.
That's true.
Yes, and energetically speaking, the heart center radiates the most electromagnetic energy. It's actually our transformer. It's also the bridge between our lower physical energies and our higher spiritual centers that begin at the throat, encompass the third eye, and the crown. The fifth gate at the throat is called the Holy Grail of chakra energy centers by Donna Eden, because, as she explained, this center receives information from both the root and the crown. So information comes up through us to be spoken from below and down from above. However, we often can't say what we truly feel, and therefore the words and the energy of the words literally get stuck at the throat. So here's what this can sound like, to give our listeners an example. Mary Jane walks into the room and our root chakra can say, oh no, she reminds me of my sister who tortured me. Our second center at the sacrum can start to feel very feisty and say, God, I just love to knock her over. And as we come up through our solar plexus, we can, you know, we can feel the power of that. Yes, I want to just knock her over. I want to just really give her back all that stuff my sister gave me. But as we move up to the heart, we can say, well, you know, we all have our issues. Let me see if I can find a balance here. And then when it comes up to the throat chakra, we say, oh, hi, Mary Jane. So good to see you today. So we go through this activity of feeling things at these different centers, but when it comes up to the throat, we're saying something entirely different to meet what would be appropriate in the moment. So does that give you an idea of what I mean?
Yes, that's great. So this is a good point to stop for a commercial. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Hi, I'm Beth White, host of Living on Purpose, airing Thursdays at 9 Pacific on the Health and Wellness Channel. Join my guests and me for often inspiring, sometimes irreverent, and always thought-provoking conversation as we explore the transformative and empowering adventure of living on purpose. Is it time for you to create a life that's authentically, powerfully, and uniquely your own? This really can be your beautiful life. Why not start living it today? Find out how on Living on Purpose, Thursdays at 9 Pacific on the Health and Wellness Channel. Come, join the conversation and explore what's possible.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
If you have a child in your life with autism, there may be a lot of questions that you need answered. What if your child has recently been diagnosed? Or maybe you have a question about treatment that your child is currently undergoing. For answers to these and more, tune into Autism Spectrum Radio with Dr. Bill Freya. Our guests will include parents and experts to discuss current experiences, treatments, and breakthroughs for those living with autism. Listen every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Welcome back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, and we're talking to Elsie Kearns, and she's explaining the psychodynamics of each chakra center. So continue, Elsie. I'm sorry I had to interrupt.
Thanks, Ann. Well, we were talking about how Donna refers to this fifth energy center, this energy gate, as the holy grail of chakras, because things can so easily get stuck there. And the beauty of Donna's extensive knowledge and teachings with energy medicine is that she has developed a protocol for clearing the throat area and stuck energetic feelings and emotions, and also a way to help return them to the source, because they get up there and they don't know how to get back to where they started. So not only returning them to the source, but also clearing what she perceives on the energy body as individual chambers around the throat that are connected to each energy gate. So I would suggest to our audience that an easy way to work with the throat chakra is simply drawing figure eights from ear to ear, because going across the throat and drawing that infinity sign, the figure eight, you can cover the entire area. And this gate, remember, from this fifth gate, we express our truth, our needs and wants, and our creativity. And all of those hold certain challenges for each of us. So just something as simple as going across the throat from ear to ear, drawing those figure eights, is soothing, and it's easy to do. Before I come on the show with you, I'm doing that to just help my throat be able to stay open and strong. So that's just an easy example of one way that we can work with this energy gate.
And this is also important for the chakras to actually work together, communicate with each other. So it's fine when they're strong, each one of them strong, but if they're not working together, you're not getting optimal energy to where it should go.
Yes, and that also reminds me, Ann, that part of what we learn with Donna is how to find out if they are connected and talking to one another, and if not, how to help facilitate that connection, which can make a vast difference for the client.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have time yet? Go ahead.
So the third eye opens the gateway to see energy, and people see or have clairvoyant skills in many different ways. They might see the energy with their physical eyes, as Donna does, or on their mind screen, or from another level of their consciousness. So that sixth gate works with the pineal and the pituitary glands that literally light up our brain with that wonderful serotonin and other happy chemicals. The open-ended gate at the crown allows access to the creative genius of the universe. Those that passed on through the art of mediumship for people and new information. In fact, all great inventors and scientists like Albert Einstein spoke about going into, quote, the zone and receiving the formula, the equation, or the ideas for their work that has literally changed the world.
Hmm. So they did that through the crown chakra.
Yes, bringing that down. And we're going to talk a little bit about next, if you want to, about why it's about grounding that root center.
Okay, yeah, talk about that. That's good.
So when we talk about all these gates, you know, everybody, first of all, most people want to be clairvoyant. They want to be able to see the energy. And so I say to people at times, well, do you want to see it all? The good and the bad, the ugly and the sublime? Oh, no. So that's a very tricky thing. But in order to open our high sense perception, which I think we're going to talk about a little bit later again, it's really important to be grounded because we are earth beings, and grounding energy allows us to bring through information and creativity and literally ground or manifest in three-dimensional reality. So with grounding, we can get practical and applicable information for our everyday living. We can also receive universal knowledge or creative ideas that require anchoring to manifest. So that grounding yin, feminine energy, is receptive, and it facilitates the process of lighting up the root center pilot, sending support up the energy system, while universal yang masculine energy pours down to meet the yin. Now we have a balance between the two sources of energetic information. However, in our linear head-oriented training today, we can often forget about that volcanic power of the earth energy that supports us. So, Anne, I'd like to remind people that the normal radiation out of the earth, the Schumann waves is what they're called, is anywhere between 15 to 30 hertz. And research has shown us that when a healer works with a client, their hands actually attune to the earth energy or to the Schumann waves. And the human brain waves are in tune also with the Schumann waves of the earth. So let's just consider that now, at this time in our culture and our universe here, we are being bombarded today with, unnatural electromagnetic energy from microwaves, cell phones, and Wi-Fi alone sends out 2.45 hertz per second. Now, remember, we said that the Schumann waves, the resonance from the earth, is running from 15 to 30 hertz. But when your Wi-Fi is on, it's 2.45 hertz per second. And that's a very, very high rate. of energy to try to cope with. In fact, Wi-Fi is being banned in some schools and some areas because of this extreme electromagnetic pollution. So if our brain will certainly operate better if we can get grounded by opening that root center, doing things like walking barefoot in the grass, or connecting to other grounding devices for our computers or cell phones. There are people out there who've made wonderful EMF protectors for these so that we're not hit as much by this artificial electromagnetic radiation. And if we are living in a condo development like I am, even if you're protecting your own computer and your cell phone, etc., you are surrounded by the Wi-Fi with everyone else that has it. So it's a pretty intense electromagnetic energy that we're being hit with moment by moment today. Very hard for the human body to adjust to this kind of artificial electromagnetic energy. Would you agree with that, Anne?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's really mind-boggling to think that, you know, we're actually subjecting ourselves to this, and but nobody really understands that it has a major effect on us.
I agree.
So much has been written about the seven chakras, or seven gates of energy, as you call them, but what are half-note stations?
Well, I was trying to find a term to describe these. So let me ask that we imagine the energy body as a series of layers beneath the physical body. So very close to the surface of the skin lie the meridian lines, or the electrical lines of light used in traditional Chinese medicine for acupuncture or acupressure. And then running parallel with the meridians, we have these swirling vortexes of vibrant energy gates connected to the endocrine system known as chakras. And I said earlier that as a Sanskrit word meaning spinning wheels of light. But if we dip even deeper, we can find half notes like below the navel, two-finger wisps, known as the lower dantian, or the center of our being. We can come up above the navel, a couple finger wisps, and find the middle dantian. And finally, the upper dantian by the heart area that I also refer to as the heart and soul longings. And in other traditions, this area has been referred to as an assemblage point, holding our life purpose and various life themes. So remember, today energy is moving so fast that we now have the energetic capacity to transform within this very physical form. As we go through life changes, we may even need to adjust the heart and soul longings that we have, or that assemblage point. And then if we dip to the deepest layer, we enter into the divine essence of our being. This level of who we are as spirit makes us homo spiritus, as Dr. David Hawkins would say, versus homo sapiens. The breath of life actually moving through us allows spirit to be within the deepest recesses of our beingness. The word spiritus in Latin means breath. So we cannot live for more than a few moments without the sacred breath. We're walking around in a living, breathing miracle and a mystery, still to science in many ways, that's connected to the brilliance of the universal energy around us. So we have these different half notes, and as I just explained, we can go down to deeper and deeper and deeper levels of our being.
Wow. Let me just remind the listeners that you can call in because Elsie has willingly and would welcome callers about energy intuition to help people with understanding their specific chakra energy needs. So please feel free to call 1-866-472-5792. I'll give that to you again, 1-866-472-5792. Please take advantage of this. She's wonderful. So please call in, and she can help you with your chakra energies or your seven gates of energy. Okay, so but I really want to hear more about the heart and soul longings of our being.
Well, Anne, we described as a vibrant half-note station located just above the heart area. I use this term, this holds our heart and soul longings. So if our listeners place their hands between the breast and then move up about 3 inches, you touch into the sacred area that holds your passion. And if you observe people speaking about what they love most, they will automatically go up and hold this area of the body. They might not even realize that they're doing it until you point it out to them. However, to really manifest our personal passion, we need to bring it down through the heart, the solar plexus, gate, the pelvis, and out the root center to manifest, to make it real in three-dimensional reality. In fact, we might say that from the gate at the pelvis and the root, we really birth our creativity, we birth our ideas, and we continue to birth ourselves as we evolve. So, you know, this is why actors and athletes and singers and comedians, that's why they have an agent to help them get to the audition or on the team or at the record company. You know, they have all of this talent and this heart and soul longing, but they might not necessarily have all the grounding or all the ability to actually manifest it. And so that's part of the job of that agent.
Okay, and so this really is connected to the assemblage point, or it is similar to this assemblage point, or it's connected to the assemblage point? How do you see that?
Well, I would say that from a personal standpoint, I'd like the term the heart and soul longings, but I also feel it is where we hold our assemblage point. And as we know, Carlos Castaneda kind of coined that term, you know, the assemblage point, which, you know, is holding our life purpose and helping to direct us, helping to lead us forward from the heart where we need to go next.
Okay. So which chakras relate to high sense perception?
Well, Anne, first I want to say that everyone has high sense perception because we're simply taking our five senses, seeing, hearing, touch, smell, etc., to the next level. But to be more specific, let's take the solar plexus, for example. This is where we have our gut intuition. So we might be in the shower and we get this ping, this second ping that says you better take the Ben Franklin Bridge instead of the Walt Whitman Bridge today. And if we forget about that and we're suddenly stuck on the Walt Whitman Bridge, we just go back and remember, God, I got that hit in the shower and I just ignored it. So that is, you know, that solar plexus, we actually get that ping. We can physically often feel it. And that's connected to direct knowing. The even higher sense perception is connected to direct knowing coming in from the crown center. So sometimes we can have information come into us and our whole body knows that it's true on every level coming right down through the crown. But we have no idea how to explain that to those around us, how we came to that in a linear verbiage.
Yeah, that is is hard, but yeah, we often question it. That's true. Like, oh, why am I thinking that? You know.
Well, we not only question it, but often we discount it, and then later find it's true.
Yeah.
Then when we speak further about high sense perception, if we connect to the pelvis, where we have that self-love and self-acceptance. And then we add the heart to that, the love of others. And then we combine that with the third eye area, which is working with divine love and creativity. This combination of the pelvis, the heart, and the third eye often allows us to see or be, it opens that clairvoyance to subtle energies. In fact, as we open self-love at the pelvis and divine love of self and others at the heart, and then move to divine creativity at the third eye area, this combination actually enables the seals over the third eye to open for clairvoyance. So over the chakras and the energy gates at different points, there are seals to protect that particular vortex or energy gate or chakra until we're ready to be able to handle the next thing. And someone, of course, can be clairaudient and hear a message or have, you know, heightened kinesthetic awareness that allows them to feel what's going on for others in the body or emotionally. And everybody's had that experience where we ask somebody how they are and they say, oh, they're fine, but we know deep, we can feel that they're not fine.
Right. They just don't want to tell us. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're going to break again, and we'll be right back.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Approximately 1 in 150 children are affected by autism, giving autism the undesired ranking as the most prevalent childhood developmental disorder in the U.S. 67 children will be diagnosed today. That is nearly one child every 20 minutes. Autism One, a conversation of hope, hosted by Terry Aranga, illuminates how right now there is more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Terry offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcast each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
The largest syndicated alternative health talk program has come to the Voice America Network. The Dr. Bob Martin Show is the program that will answer your health questions and help you to heal your own body of many different ailments. Each week, you'll hear the answers that Dr. Bob gives to his callers that help them to be their own doctor most of the time. We'll also discuss developments on the healthcare front and what you need to do to keep your body in top form. The Dr. Bob Martin Show airs Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Welcome back. This is Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, and we're talking to Elsie Kearns. Now, let's get some exercises in, Elsie, so we can actually teach people something practical to do with balancing their chakra centers.
Excellent idea, Anne. Remember, our electromagnetic hands are like our first aid kit that we're carrying around with us all the time. So let's look at an easy way to clear the gate centers. And let's remember that we can always add in color. I'll go over those colors again, starting at the root with vibrant red. At the pelvis, we have sunshine orange, lemon yellow at the solar plexus. At the heart, heavenly gold, sky blue at the throat, third eye area, indigos to purple, and the crown, pure white. So let's just select the heart gate, because we all hold a certain amount of our own heartache. And to clear this, we're going to, first of all, we're going to be off the body. So if you're working with someone else, this again is very non-invasive because you're off the body. And I want you to take your left hand over the center area between the breast. So we don't have to worry about color. We're going to imagine filling the palm with a heavenly gold magic marker. Let's see a clock on the chest. 12 o'clock will be in line with your chin. So now you're going to take this left hand and you're going to spin it toward the right arm, moving counterclockwise slowly with the intention to help clear your heartache. And just send out, release, whatever doesn't need to be there. We don't even need to have something specific. Also, by using the image of the golden magic marker, you don't have to worry about whether you're infusing color or not. So you can just let the golden magic marker do the work, infusing color for you. You might do this as long as you feel needed, and we'll do it like 8 times tonight. So we're just going around. Our left hand is moving counterclockwise toward the right arm. And our intention, and we have a group listening, so that makes it even more powerful, is just to release whatever heartache is there, whatever needs, whatever's on top there to be let go. And we'll spin around that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Now we're going to change hands and using your right hand, and again, seeing the clock on your chest, you're going to move clockwise. You're still off the body, and you're allowing that brilliant gold color to emanate out of your golden magic marker. We're going to do this another 8 times, once, twice, 3 times, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Just take a body check. Just notice how you feel. Often you might feel lighter. And you can do this on any of the energy gates. You can either be directly on the body, but in most cases it's easier to just work off the body. And we're just using something very simple, counterclockwise, spinning out what doesn't need to be there any longer, bringing in fresh universal energy. Another thing we can do to help the chakras is actually do some swimming. If we bring our palms together in front of our heart and imagine that we're actually swimming through our aura, we just begin to send our hands out doing the breaststroke. We're just pushing out anything that doesn't need to be there. And then come to the sides of our body and push out from the sides and release again what no longer is needed. Finally, let's do the backstroke. Just take your arm and send it back, just like you would be in the pool or the ocean doing the backstroke, and release from those back will centers anything that no longer serves you. So when we do that swimming in the energy field and clearing the chakras, in the front, as we swim out with a breaststroke, we're helping to clear all of those emotional centers. On the sides, we're helping to combine the back and the front of the body, of the energy body. In the back, down the spinal column, that works with our will centers. And of course, up at the head, our reason. So just doing something this simple can help us easily clear the chakra centers, clear the aura, and we can do it anywhere, anytime. How does that sound, Dan?
That sounds really wonderful. I've never heard that before. So let's also talk about the benefits of clearing the chakras or the gates of energy in terms of hormonal balance. What is that doing to our endocrine glands, or the energy going to the endocrine glands?
Well, since these chakras are intimately connected to the entire endocrine system, using clearing and, you know, figure eights, we can use other options like emotional freedom technique. We can actually affect other systems in the body, all the systems, the endocrine system, the chakras. Remember, they're all interweaving together, and naturally allow these options to help balance the hormones, because again, the hormones are our primary messengers. So keeping them clear and open adds to the vitality of the whole body, mind, and spirit. And just again to go back, Candace Pert, very famous award-winning scientist, said that we are hardwired for bliss.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. Do you want to share some impact of from some of these exercises that you've done with people, and how it's impacted their maybe hormonal balance or their health in some way?
Well, Anne, I would say that, first of all, clients love the idea that in between sessions with energy medicine, they can work on themselves in the moment when needed most. I had one gal who feared public speaking, which is a big one for many people. And together we used a combination of several energy techniques, including emotional freedom technique, and working specifically with the Holy Grail of gates at the throat center. And for homework, she used the counterclockwise and clockwise exercises over the throat area. She also worked with figure eights from ear to ear. And even more importantly, she began understanding why speaking was so difficult from her own personal life issues. As she worked to clear them, she was finally able to give a presentation at a meeting without fear, and she observed even with a renewed sense of self-confidence. So once again, Anne, if we go back to the most available, most affordable medicine there is, energy medicine is a win-win wealth of personal empowerment.
I agree, totally. Do you think we have time to do another exercise?
Yes, we could do one more exercise, sure.
Okay.
So when we spoke earlier about those different levels going down below the physical body, we touched about going into that very deepest level of our divine essence, and I do something with people called touching the face of divine preciousness. So normally when we do this in a class, we have two people facing each other. But since we're on the internet here with this show, I'm going to have people placing one hand over the other just above the heart, holding those heart and soul longings of their being. And if we were working in tandem with another person, I would have one person be A and the other person be B. And I would have the B person close their eyes and relax and let the A person simply look at them and hold them and their face, look at their face and hold them in their divine preciousness. And when we do that, whether we're doing it with ourself at this moment, hands above the heart, or looking at another person, we have to upwell our own divine preciousness. So it's a dual healing always. If we're doing that in a partnership, after A works with B, then we have B relax a moment, open their eyes, and let A close their eyes and have B look at them again. Again, holding that face of divine preciousness. So I want everyone in the audience to just put one hand over the other, as we said, above the heart. It doesn't matter whether your left hand or right hand is on the bottom or top. Do what is most comfortable for you. And just close your eyes for a moment and imagine that you're sinking in through your physical body. You just become a tiny image of yourself, and you're moving in down to the deepest recesses of your heart. And that miniature you is just sitting there, looking at you and holding all of your being in love, honor, and reverence as you are in this moment in time.
That's beautiful. Now, we're going to have to close in like less than 30 seconds. So you wanted to talk about your book on your website, The 12 Angels for Practical Daily Living?
Yes, I just wanted to remind people that on my website, wellnesswithelsie.com, I have a book, 12 Angels for Practical Daily Living. And these angels can help us. They're very practical. The parking angel, the abundance angel, many more, because we need practical assistance today. So if somebody's interested, they can go to my website, www.wellnesswithelsie, and learn more about it.
Thank you very much. This was wonderful, and I look forward to talking with everybody again next week. And Elsie, you did a great job, and you inspired me, and I know you inspired everybody else. So thank you for all your insights, and live radiantly, everybody.
Thanks, Anne.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Anne Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.